the federal government said to the Department of Energy, there are three companies that we believe can make a difference in this challenge for food and fuel. And I'm humbled, and so should Kentucky be humbled, that they chose us. And we're using the name Ecofin because it's ecological and so forth, but it's Alltech. It's 100% Alltech. So the plan now is, in fact, it's my son's job, and Mark is a product of Kentucky education. Mark has just got his PhD in this whole area. So in many respects, he's taking my dream, he's taking his dream, and we're going forward. Now, where are we going to go? In 15 to 18 months, the plan will be up and running. In 15 to 18 months, we will be using what we call solid-state fermentation to help proceed to go forward with cracking cellulose to ethanol. And we will use 30% corn stover or switchgrass. And in that ensuing time, in conjunction with the University of Kentucky, we'll have learned so much. Remember, it's $30 million. The state was good enough to give us $8 million, so it's $38 million. And Alltech will have to put as much again into it. So it's a $70 million project. That is not an insignificant project. But do we feel confident? We know we can do it.